I'm honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the EU and its member states. The EU and its member states strongly support LDN as a strategic goal of the UNCCD and the principle of setting LDN targets. We recognize the importance of encouraging parties to set LDN targets and associated measures to avoid, reduce, or reverse land degradation and achieve the desired long-term impact of a land degradation neutral world, in line with the Agenda 2030. We acknowledge the role of land towards achieving the SDGs, the Paris Agreement, and the post-2020 Global Biodiversity Framework. We also underline the importance of linking and aligning voluntary LDN targets and related activities in the context of UNCCD with other processes, such as national determined contributions and NBSAPs, National Biodiversity Strategies and Action Plans. We also support the ambition to set baselines to provide a systematic approach to monitor progress towards LDN using the best national available data. We welcome the processes to facilitate knowledge sharing, peer learning, and strengthening of coordination among relevant stakeholders at national, regional, and global levels. Furthermore, we agree with the recommendation for a regular review, refinement, or update of the LDN targets, noting the importance of having a systematic monitoring process. We consider that it is necessary to link the LDN target setting program to monitoring and reporting to ensure a continuous tracking of targets. The EU and its member states stress that monitoring of the LDN and the SDG indicator 15.3, it is not a standalone process. In fact, it provides opportunities for coordination across ministries and sectors involved in land management. We call for strengthening national level coordination and cooperation to mainstream SDG 15.3 into national policies. We welcome the work carried out by the LDN TSP in supporting the parties to unlock the potential of land, strengthening coherence among national policies and commitments to comply with the SDG agenda. The EU and its member states support a stronger focus on the implementation of the LDN targets through the identification of LDN transformative projects and programs to transform commitments into action. Finally, we encourage the Secretariat and the Global Mechanism to continue providing expertise, tools, and training to enhance parties' national capability to undertake a quantitative assessment on LDN and mapping their degraded lands. Moreover, we welcome the increased work on the development of certification, land degradation and drought projects, and financing options for LDN TPP. Thank you, Mr. Chair.